From Inanda to Khayelitsha now, and the country's police and state security have been criticized for not being quick enough to stop the looting and violence. The Deputy State Security Minister, Zizi Kodwa, is in Khayelitsha at the moment. He's talking to residents, and that's where we find Eyewitness News reporter Kevin Brunt. Good afternoon, Kevin. So what's the main aim of Zizi Kodwa's visit then?
A very good afternoon to you, Ray. Well, Minister Kodwa visited the area to interact with volunteers who at the time when violence and the riots played out in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng last week, these residents grouped themselves together to protect the resources within the community, in particular the Tembukwezi Square. It's a shopping complex in the Mandalay area of Khayelitsha. They grouped themselves together to protect any event if riots should play out here. So the minister came to encourage them to continue to do so and also listen to some of their grievances. Here's what he had to say, Ray.
The local people have guarded, working with law enforcement. So to inspire and really encourage their work and thank the people, volunteers, who have worked sleepless nights to protect their infrastructure, which is quite important to the local economy. So that's why we go each mall, because these malls, they play an important role in terms, not just in terms of local economy. People from here in the past used to travel long distances just to buy basic necessities. Today, we've got a number of malls in the townships, and many of them are owned by small businesses. As you know, small business is the biggest absorber of unemployment. If you destroy this property, I'm sure I can't even imagine how many families will be affected by people who will not be able to come to work here.
It's so interesting. Volunteers once again, Kevin.
Yes, Ray. But a more pressing issue here in Cape Town is, of course, the taxi violence that is currently playing out in communities here. I spoke to some commuters who were left stranded. There's an impasse between taxi associations here in Cape Town yesterday. It resulted in targets on the Golden Arrow bus service. One of the bus drivers were injured. He had to undergo surgery yesterday. We got an indication from the bus company that he's doing well and that he is stable. But the commuters now left stranded. They don't know when they will get transport. Some of the people that I spoke to this morning say that they've been waiting for up to 3 hours just to get transport to work. Some of them don't know whether or not they'll make it to work. And then, of course, the frustration at the end of the day, will they get transport back home? Just listen to what this lady told me, Ray.
We're also afraid of moving, yet we don't even know what are they fighting about. So it's unfair to us. It's really unfair because now we're just waking up early in the morning just to come and stand here for nothing. We don't know what time are we leaving or are we leaving at all. So it's not fair.
Hopefully we'll see a resolution to this. We'll have to leave it there. Eyewitness News reporter Kevin Brunt on the line from Khayelitsha.